Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Bob. I'm Mr. Moe Moskowitz, and I'm here to ask the musical question.
Some project.
The natural.
It's gonna be some. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Oh, no.
is there about these times that drives or draws so many Americans to use drugs?
I think for a while as a nation we condoned those things we should have condemned.
New and experimental
drugs. And I saw the cocaine scene treated with humor.
He's been dealing drugs to our kids.
Marijuana and other drugs.
Desperate, addicted, dependent.
Are you suggesting, sir, that President Reagan is one of the causes of the drug problem in this country?
The two go hand in hand.
Panama is a friendly country. I went down there and talked to the president of Panama about cleaning up their money laundering.
In my state, I'm proud to say, we were consuming 50% of the world's cocaine.
Is this the time to unleash our one-liners? That answer was about as clear as Boston Harbor. Now, let me help the governor. This is kind of unleash our one-liners.
I hope you won't take my 5 seconds away from me, but I will say this.
If he
keeps this up, he's going to be the Joe Isuzu of American politics.
Is this the time to unleash our one-liners?
But he's going to want to spend a great deal of money on just about every weapon system.
There's so many things there, I don't quite know where to begin.
Well, I hope all of those Americans out there who are watching us, listening to us, trying to make up their mind about which one of us ought to be president of the United States, listen to the vice president very carefully.
Not that the working man is being taxed too little, or the person working out, the woman working in some factory being taxed too little.
An average of about $30,000 we're going to give to people making $200,000 a year.
Socking the American taxpayer once again.
What will you do to provide protection for them, and how will you pay for it?
One thing I will not do is sock every business in the country.
But George, that's no answer. You know, it's no answer to those 37 million people.
I am proud to have been part of an administration that passed the first catastrophic mandate across the board.
Well, he was wrong then, and he's wrong now.
Excuse me, Governor, if I may interrupt at this point and caution the audience, as I did before we went on the air, please hold it down.
In this particular area, I think the Vice President and I are in general agreement on what we have to do.
Bringing drugs to market that can help. And you got to be careful here because there's a safety factor. But I think these things, and then also I am one who believes we've got to go the extra mile in clean, being sure that that blood supply is pure.
My parents came to this country as immigrants. They taught me that this was the greatest country in the world.
I don't agree with that. I come from a very different point of view. And I think I'm more in touch with the mainstream of America.
I resent it.
The theme that keeps coming up about the way you govern is passionless, technocratic.
Passionless?
Passionless, technocratic. The smartest clerk in the world.
Passionless?
Passionless. Technocratic.
Passionless.
Passionless.
I don't want to see the kiddie pornographic laws repealed.
Those are the concerns of the people that are watching us tonight, not labels that we attach to each other.
And I think maybe we could look back over our shoulders and wonder whether it was right to let all those mental patients out.
Governor, a response?
It's all a question of what our priorities are. Bush talked about values. I agree with him. What are our values?
I simply don't want to see the ratings on movies. I don't want my 10-year-old grandchild to go into a X-rated movie.
Well, this is another fundamental difference that I have with the Vice President.
Thank God for the United States on that one.
The question is, who makes the decision? And I think it has to be the woman.
The governor's wife.
The issue of abortion is a very difficult issue, one that I think we all have to wrestle with.
But if abortions were to become illegal again, do you think that the women who defy the law and have them anyway, as they did before it was okayed by the Supreme Court, and the doctors who performed them should go to jail?
I haven't sorted out the penalties, but I do know that I oppose education.
And what he is saying, if I understand him correctly, is that he's prepared to brand a woman a criminal for making his choices. I think that's... No, let me finish.
Yeah, sure.
Being haunted, 1,000 points of light, I don't know what that means.
The man has just said he doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
Of course, that's a charge that's always made against any governor who runs for the presidency. I think it was one of the things Mr. Bush said about Mr. Reagan back in 1980. Remember that, George?
Christmas. It's Christmas. Wouldn't it be nice to be perfect? Wouldn't it be nice to be the Iceman so you never make a mistake? My answer is, I want to be the president.
I'm for the stealth. I'm for the D5.
We should encourage that. We ought to say this is good. But where I differ with my opponent is,
we have very fundamental differences about human rights, democracy, and our basic system, our basic view of human beings, of what life is all about.
Those are two hyper-rhetorical questions.
You cannot make concessions to terrorists.
He's got to get this thing more clear. Why do you spend $1 billion on something you think is a fantasy and a fraud? I will.
And that's the tragedy of the Iran-Contra scandal.
I have long ago said I supported the president on this other matter, and I've said mistakes were made. Clearly, nobody's going to think the president started out thinking he was going to trade arms for hostages. That is a very serious charge against the president. That matter's been thoroughly looked into. But the point is, sometimes the action has to be taken by the federal government.
I think it's important to understand what happened here.
So I'll make a deal with you. I will take all the blame for those two incidents if you give me half the credit for all the good things that have happened in world peace since Ronald Reagan and I took over from the Carter administration. Peter, I still have a couple of minutes left, and there is a different principle here on competence.
Sorry, Mr. Vice President.
It's only on yellow here. Wait a minute. Come on.
Sorry, I'm wrong. Go ahead. My apologies.
Jim,
you said nobody's perfect.
I said I wasn't perfect. Okay. I bet you were. Where was I?
My apologies.
25th of December, Mr. Michael.
I agree. Where was I? I finished.
Governor. He can have another 10 seconds if he wants to.
I'd hope this had been a little friendlier at evening. I'd wanted to hitchhike a ride home in his tank with him, but I think now we got the lines too carefully drawn here.
Well, when it comes to ridicule, George, you win a gold medal. I think we can agree on that.
Facts.
But did I sense a desire that maybe Lloyd Bentsen ought to be your running mate? You said that. Three people on your ticket?
No, I think the debate ought to be between you.
Gentlemen, I was given some bad word a moment ago. There is time for one more question.
I finished.
Governor.
He can have another 10 seconds if he wants to.
No, go, yes, sir, go ahead.
All right.
Get closer. shit. What the bitch I be doing?
What's the verdict, Bob?
I like the words, but I think the music should have a jazzier Burt Bacharach kind of feel.
Oh, I know just what you mean.
White noise, white noise, white noise, white noise. I'm leaving on a mission, boys. Won't you come along, won't you come along, won't you come along? White noise, white noise, it's a presentation, boys. Won't you come along, won't you come along, won't you come along? White noise, white noise, I'm burning up the volume and I'm blowing out the night, boys. Destination white noise.
I know.